Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. My name is Roy. I'll be your host tonight. And let's go ahead and welcome Adrian on tonight. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, Roy, I'm here. And welcome back, everybody, back to 2014 on Astral Mind. And we'd like to thank everybody for having a wonderful New Year's, and I hope you start out your New Year's resolution for good health and money and prosperity and good fortune to you. So what's on the topic tonight, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share with everybody, you know, some of this new technology, you know, that we've been learning about. You know, could you explain a little bit about, you know, how these emotional codes work?
Well, the emotional codes is very interesting. You know, you were telling me about sacred geometry, how that goes along with the emotional codes. When we learned the sacred geometry, we learned certain codes that you program into the chakras, whether it be positive points, clearings, mind gyms, miracle integrations, your 14 brain rings. There's different types of codes that you can work with the body that will get rid of any blockages or anything that or viruses that might be in our bodies. And then the emotional code goes into what we call the emotional body, and we call it the emotional brain. The emotional body and the emotional brain are two different things. The emotional body is the physical body where we get a lot of stuck of emotions from our emotional brain into our body. So these emotional blockages can go into our liver, it affects our liver, it affects our heart, it could affect any parts of our bodies that is not in alignment with our emotional brain. The emotional brain has a lot to do with certain words that we're looking for, whether it be, I'll just give an example. If we were looking for greed and selfishness, that would be an emotional thought that would go into our emotional body, which would create a blockage in our emotional body. The emotional things that are in our brains are the things like blaming, dread, fear, horror, peace, panic. Whether it be whatever it be in whatever column, or if it's in column A or B, and then we look at any parts of the body in the chart that it can go on. And I could just give you a list of different things. There's different parts of your body that can go in the liver, the kidneys. It can go into any of those areas, which could create it could create cancer. It can create many diseases, or it can even possibly create a lot of viruses that are in our bodies. So we go to the disease chart, and when we look at disease, we look at the disease, which is the body that is not at ease. We find out and identify where that problem is so that we can clear it out of your DNA. And that's pretty much what's the, we can apply the Geotran along with the emotional code.
Would you say this has something to do with deprogramming?
It would have a lot to do with deprogramming because, and the reason why we call ourselves deprogrammers is because we go in and all the blockages that are in our emotional body and our emotional brain is a lot to do with our negative thinking. So we're deprogramming our way of thinking to suppose whatever is happening in our life. If we're not happy with our money situation, if we're not happy with our relationship situation. Then I would go to how do I change my life chart. So then I look up that, and I find out what is the emotional blockage in how to change my life. And then we look into what are the things that motivate me? Is it the things that people tell me that I can't do something, so I'm going to go out and prove to them that I can do it? Is it because I want revenge on my family member and they're telling me that I can't go out and make $1 million, and I go out and I create $1 million? Is it revenge where they go out and they might set their house on fire? We don't really know, but we do know that a lot of times people take it more in a negative light than they take it in a positive light. So that's kind of where our minds kind of trick us, because of our emotional body and our emotional brain, because we're focusing on those wavelengths. And the most of the time we're always focusing on usually mostly the negative, usually the lower levels of things that we don't understand, which is fear, depression, sadness, powerless, all those negative emotions, the lower level emotions. Once it leads to depression, then it leads to suicide. And once we get down to the lower levels of suicide, then we can identify, you know, if this is an entity that is creating a sacrifice or a soul. So then we kind of get more into the sacred geometry, which is the soul and sacrifice retrieval. And we can explain on how that works as well.
You know, we have some callers that's been waiting. Why don't we go ahead and just get started and, you know, welcome some of our callers on the line, and we'll go ahead and give them an example of how this works.
Great. Let's bring them on.
So let's go ahead with the first caller from the 219 area.
The camera tell us
to expect.
219,
are you there?
I don't talk to you tomorrow.
Hello.
I just want one
fucking
dozen. I'll buy some.
Looks like we have a little interference there. Let's go ahead with the 229 area. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Oh, how you doing, Melvin?
Hey, Melvin, what's up?
How's everything going?
It's going about the same. I just wanted to see, can I get a reading from you all tonight for what's coming up for me this year?
Okay, Melvin, we're going to be doing something a little bit different tonight. Since the last time that we've talked to you, we've learned some new technology, some new ways, and this is going to help you, you know, get past whatever you've been experiencing.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you open to that idea?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. And we're not going to go into a lot of details as to what you've been experiencing. But we want to find out, you know, is there some emotions that you need to get, you know, cleared up? Because what happened is these emotions get stuck into, you know, our body, and this is what prevents us from, you know, having, you know, the kind of relationship or the abundance or, you know, kind of job, whatever we want. Once we get this cleared up, you'll find that things will move a lot quicker, a lot smoother.
Okay, thank you.
So with your permission, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Melvin,
Kitchen,
do
you have your...
Melvin, what I would like you to do is get a pen and paper, because I'm going to have you write down some things.
Okay.
We're gonna start with Melvin is we're gonna start with your deprogramming a little bit, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
We're not going to go jump right into the emotion yet, but we're going to start with your deprogramming, and then we're going to go into your emotional brain and your emotional body.
Okay.
Melvin, what I would like you to do is I would like you to write down why, I'd like you to write down about the things that you can't do.
Okay.
Okay. If there's something that you feel like you can't do, I want you to write it down.
Okay.
And this is going to be challenging your belief system a little bit. Now, this might sound a little negative, but I want you to write down the things that you can't do.
Okay.
And then when you're done, I want you to leave a dash there, and I want you to tell me why you can't do those things.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to get into the emotional stuff.
Did you write down your first one yet?
Yes, sir. My first one is losing weight.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you write? Go ahead.
Did you write down?
And the answer to that is my eating habits.
Did you write down why you can't lose weight?
Yes, it's because of my eating habits.
Okay. Now, does this have anything to do with your childhood? Does this have anything to do with your mother telling you that you're never going to lose weight, or your father telling you that you can't lose weight, or anybody telling you that? Or bring back a memory when somebody told you you can't do something.
It's like we didn't have that much food to eat, so when I was growing up, and
okay.
As an adult, that's why I believe I eat a lot, because something in my past when I was younger, we didn't have enough food.
Okay. So when somebody told you that you can't do something, did that make you feel more motivated?
Oh, yes. I am that type of person. Always been in my entire life when people say, you can't do this.
When you would get the feeling of revenge, did you have the revenge to get back at somebody in the wrong way? Or get back to somebody in more of a positive way, like, for an example, an accomplishment, the things that you're able to accomplish. Does that motivate?
It motivates me. I don't get back. I don't throw stones after each other. It's like, you know, I accomplish my goal, and I won't even brush it in. They'll see it, you know. They'll know that, oh, man, he did it.
Mhm.
So no, I don't poke at them. No one.
Now, in the negative side of that, how does that make you feel? What you just broke down.
The negative aspect.
The things that you can't do. Yeah. How does that make you feel in a negative way?
It makes me feel powerless.
Powerless. Okay. So write down powerless. Can you think of anything else?
You make me feel depressed.
Depression, okay. What about low self-esteem?
Yes, I'm sad.
Okay, sadness, low self-esteem, depression. What about suicidal?
No, not suicidal.
Okay. So you haven't reached that level yet. That's good. What about fear? Are you fearful of things? Are you fearful of succeeding?
I'm fearful, yes, of change.
You're fearful of change. Okay, write that down. Now that you have all these negative things down, I want you to think of the positive side of those things.
Okay, with the powerless...
But before you do that, I'm going to erase those out of your DNA, okay? And then we're going to put in all the positive things. So I'm going to erase that out of your DNA right now. Erase, 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 erase. 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, on all generations, on all levels. Past, present, future, for all generations. And I'm going to go ahead and lock that into place. I'm erasing all the negatives out of your DNA. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Lock it into place. Are we cleared? Okay, so we're cleared on the negative. Now tell me the positive.
We'll just make another list of positive things?
Yeah,
well, just the opposite of what you listed.
Instead of feeling powerless, how does that make you feel in a positive way?
Being powerless, that list?
Yeah.
Makes you feel more powerful.
Yes, okay, yeah, okay, I got you. Powerless make me feel more motivated and more determined.
Okay.
And more don't give up type attitude.
Okay, great. We're going to program that in your DNA. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, multiply for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations on all levels. Go ahead and lock that into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, that one's locked in. What's the next one?
Depression.
What's the positive of depression?
Joy.
Happiness, right?
Happiness, exactly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to lock that into place. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, on all generations, all levels. Okay, what's the next one?
Sadness.
What's the opposite of sadness?
Joyful.
Joyful, okay. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, on all generations, and all levels. What's the opposite of the negative accomplishment when somebody tells you you can't accomplish something?
Fear of change.
What is the opposite of fear of change?
Faith. Belief.
Faith, belief, hope.
Bravery.
Bravery, courage.
Courage.
All the sort of things.
Yes.
Confidence.
Confidence. Fear not.
Walking through the fire in order to get to the other side.
Right.
All right, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, for all changes and accomplishments, for all places at all times. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, multiplying for all places of all times and all generations and all levels. Lock it into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Are we cleared? all the positive things, the mind, body, and spirit integration. It looks like you're cleared, and you are now at, you were from 30%, and you are now up to 80%.
Wow. That's a big jump there, Mama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just that fast.
We're not going to be able to spend too much time because our time is limited. And we're going to have to move on to our next caller now.
Okay, all right.
But you're welcome to, you know, listen, you know, to the next caller also. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, and we want to thank you for joining us tonight, Melvin.
Okay, it's a pleasure to hear you all again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 267 area.
Hello.
267, are you there? And
yes,
what is
I'm
your
here.
Name and where are you from?
My name's Crystal from Philadelphia.
And Crystal, could you tell us, you know, how we can help you tonight?
I guess I'm just looking to also be released from emotion-wise. I've been going through a lot in 2013 in every avenue. And I just don't want
and,
to carry on this year.
And what wasn't working for you in 2013?
I lost my car. I'm losing my house. I've been in a custody battle now with my son's father. There's financial. There's, like, nothing that wasn't going right for me. I don't know if it's the house I'm in or exactly what it is.
Okay, Jen, what do you recommend?
What are the things that are working for you now?
What's working for me is I still have my son. I've still been able to maintain myself and my self-worth, and I've still been able to stick up for myself and, you know, still try to move forward in the way I can move forward.
Do you feel a sense of isolation? Like you feel like you're
absolutely
isolated?
Yeah.
You feel like your energy's stuck? You feel like
yeah.
you're not moving forward?
Yeah.
You feel like this, the wheels are turning, but nothing is moving?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get those wheels moving for you. Now, what we need to find out is what the emotional blockage is. And I'm going to do that right now for you. First, we need to find out what motivates you. So I'm going to look at my personal motivation chart here. Right now, you're at a very low level. You're about a 20%. You need to get your vibration up a little higher. Just let me work on your vibration for a moment. I'm going to bring you up to about 80%. And then go ahead and bring it up. There you go. All right, that's better. Lock it into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. We got your vibration up to 80%. Now we're going to look at what motivates you. Purpose and direction really motivates you. Courage motivates you. Happiness motivates you. Believe it or not, when you were depressed, that really does motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointment motivates you. Drive to win really motivates you. Empowerment motivates you. So let's go ahead and bring empowerment. So go ahead and bring that up. I'm doing some energy work on you, by the way. I'm empowering you. I'm getting out all the negative blockages. The negative ones are the depression. The negative ones are the powerless. The negative ones is the ego gratification. And we're just working on your heart center a little bit here. And I'm just programming all the positive things that will empower you and the things that will motivate you. Did you feel any kind of abandonment growing up?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like that's what I'm dealing with now as well.
Okay. That made you feel kind of disconnected, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of that. 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2-9-6, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, on all generations, on all levels. Go ahead and clear that out. Delete. Okay. Ooh, I felt that one. Now we're going to program all the positive things that motivate you. Independence, money, financial success, personal power, empowerment, drive to win, confidence, courage, love, happiness, acceptance, responsibility, harmony, and peace. Let's throw in control and domination in there, because you might need a little bit of that. Control and domination, it says you're too submissive, you know. Abandonment, let's put in, instead of feeling abandonment, you're feeling more free. You feel more, like, empowered because of the abandonment, and you feel more closer to God for the abandonment. So you have the connections, and we're working on your crown chakra right now, so you might start feeling a little more grounded, you know. Okay, let's program those 2-3-5-3-6-5-9-2, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, on all generations and all levels for money and financial success as well. So we'll go ahead and bring that, and a drive to win. Lots of joy, lots of happiness, lots of peace, abundance. And go ahead and replace all the positives without the negatives. And just go ahead and delete all the negatives out. We want all the positives instead of the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
Bring you up to the higher levels of disappointment and revenge and worrying, making plans, you know. Because if you don't have plans, then you have nothing to worry about. So we're going to help you to make more plans in your life. We're going to help you to have a drive to win and to make the kind of money that you want to make, whether it be, you know, winning the lottery or a large sum of money. We're going to program that in your DNA. So let's start off with $12,000. How's that?
$12,000. Mm-hmm.
All right. 2-3-5-3-6-5-9-2, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future. And just kind of imagine what it would look like if you were to imagine what $12,000 looks like in your bank account, okay? Just
mm-hmm.
imagine what it feels like just for a moment in your mind. What it feels like to be free of abandonment and people loving you and acknowledging you and validating you and showing you unconditional love, and just embrace that in your heart. And we're just going into your heart chakra, programming all this in your DNA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to stop you for just 1 second. Adrian, we're almost off the air. And I just want to thank all our callers and listeners, and we want to invite, you know, you back to our show tomorrow night, and we'll go ahead and continue until we go completely off the air. And so go ahead, Adrian.
Okay, we're all done. I'm just going to lock it in now. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Go ahead and ground her out. mind, body, and spirit is now integrated, is now grounded. And make sure you drink a lot of water after I program this in your DNA, and you should start feeling the effect. So I got all the naked
stuff. Are you sensitive to energy at all?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm empathic myself, so, but I mean, absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
So then you should have felt some kind of shift when Adrian was doing this work for you.
And if you get $12,000 in your bank account, be sure to give us a call, okay?
Absolutely, I'll help you out.
Yeah, we'd like to find out how this turns out for you. Well, let's go ahead and we need to go to the last caller.
Thank you, guys.
We still got a little bit of the recording time left. So we want to thank you for joining us and come back again.
Thank you.
Have a
thank
good
you.
Night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 717 area. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
It's Mary Beth, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Mary Beth, we're off the air right now, but we're recording. We'll go ahead and work with you until you just won't hear our voice anymore. That means that we ran out of time. How can we help you?
I guess I seem to have a block in getting anything more than, like, what's barely just enough. And that considers, like, both a relationship and money. Although since I am making it money-wise, I think I'm more concerned with the relationship. I haven't really had a real one in probably a very, very long time. I don't know. It's like the more energy I put out to try and get somewhere with it, it just doesn't work. Like, I'm always on the giving end and not the receiving end, and I don't know. Like, I'm just fiercely independent, but I really, really want to have
Adrian,
someone to share my life with.
I just wanted to tell you something. Adrian, I'm picking up that she has some heart walls.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and check that and find out if she does?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I say this is usually when, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot of relationship problems and it's almost like it's been repeated. This is not anything to do with you, but this is something that was passed on to you from other generations. Do you get an idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. I've tried to, like, examine my past and you know, the things I've learned from my mom, and that probably does have a lot, because she was always in the wrong relationships for the wrong reasons or for monetary reasons, so I've kind of done the opposite and become very independent, and I'm, you know, it's rare for me to date or to be with someone, and when I do find someone that I care about or I'm trying to be with, it's like something just stops it from going into the actual relationship part.
Okay, Adrian, you want to go ahead and clear her on those generations?
Yeah, what I'm getting is that there's some unresolved issues in your past, and you're having a hard time of forgiving and letting go. And it's leading to a lot of sabotage. And I'm not going to call it sabotage just because of the fact that you have the lack of knowledge to remove that, because you have a lot of deprogramming that you need to deprogram.
Yeah.
This goes back to, like Roy says, your heart walls, because it goes back to your mother's or father's side. So let's go ahead and start out with your mother and see if that comes from her side. And I'm getting a yes on that. Okay, is this on the father's side? And I'm getting a yes on that. Okay. And so let's go ahead and find out what the emotional blockage is. Okay. It has to do with greed and selfishness, unforgiveness, and ego gratification, lots of disappointment, lots of sorrow, sadness, and false belief, and abandonment. Okay, fear, panic, and terror. There's a lot of fear and panic and terror in your life.
Yeah.
deceitful and manipulation. So there wasn't a lot of people you can trust back then.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I tried to learn from it and turn it into positive, but I just think that there's still blocks in there. I mean, absolutely.
Let's go back to the dark ages a little bit. Is this 7 generations? 8 generations? 9 generations? 10 generations? 11? 12? 13? 14? And it stops at 14, okay.
Now it goes way back.
Yeah, let's go ahead and clear that. All generations on all levels, all negative thought patterns in the emotional brain and the emotional body, go ahead and cancel that out. Cancel, 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 cancel. Cancel 4-2, 2-2, 4-4, 6-2, 9-6 on all generations, on all levels, past, present, future, and all eternities. Cancel it all out and lock it in place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Are we now clear from that? Yes, we are. Okay, good. And now let's go ahead and put in the things that motivate you. Okay, the things that motivate you, let's see. Purpose and direction of life. Money, financial success, empowerment, the drive to win, codependence, trust, humility, courage, love, happiness, unconditional love, companionship, responsibility, harmony and peace, understanding and having clarity, and control, self-esteem and self-worth, emotional security, and healing, spirituality, and God. Okay, so let's go ahead and program that all in your DNA. Empowerment, financial success, a drive to win, purpose and direction, empowerment, and recognition. Validation, because you validate a lot of things in a positive way. You like to be validated. So let's go ahead and bring that up to 100% positive vibration. We got all the negative out, putting in all the positive things. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and places now. Past, present, future on all generations, on all levels. And lock it into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, there we go.
Thank you.
And how did that feel?
That was a lot of energy.
Better. Yeah.
Wonderful. We need to go into her father's side now. There's still one more clearing that you have to do.
See, the 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, that's the positive point. That's where I program all the positive things. The 4, 2, 2, 2 is the clearing. Okay?
Right.
So now we're going to go into your father's side. We need to go on the father's side. Yeah, we want to make sure we cover all bases.
Thank you.
You're getting quite a work over.
Probably sure I needed it.
Yeah.
Was there any abuse with your father?
No. My biological father wasn't around, but my stepfather was really abusive towards my mother.
That's what I'm looking at. And this is also linked in with your DNA. So we're going to get rid of all the abuse, too. Greed and selfishness, vulnerability, abuse, compulsion, confusion, desperation, sabotage, guilt, shame, anger, rage, fear, panic, and terror. Okay. Go ahead and delete all that. 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2-9-6. For all generations, on all levels, and all times, and all eternities. And lock it into place. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Now we'll start with the positive. Okay. Positive things, emotional things. Expanding beliefs, abundance, happiness, peace, unconditional love, forgiveness, strength, and courage. Revenge, accomplishment. That's a good one. Go ahead and lock that into place. Bring it up to 100% positive vibration. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. On all generations, on all levels, and all times, past, present, future, for all eternity. There you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And again, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. And we hope that, you know, any work that we've done, these numbers that you have been listening to, these are what we call sacred geometry, and they're very powerful, and they work, you know, no matter how far you are or, you know, or what the distance is. And they are very effective.
Thank you. I very, very much appreciate the work you gentlemen have done for me today.
You are so welcome, and you have a good night.
Oh,
you
too. Thank you so much.
Feel free to email us.
Yep. Just go into our website.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
We have other things. Offer, so just get a hold of us.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Good night.
All right, thank you.
Bye.